Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, November 29th. First, our winter road report brought to you by Advanced Marine and Power Sports. They're your local Yamaha dealer in Grey Bruce, offering full service in a professional atmosphere. Highways and county roads in Grey Bruce are mainly bare and wet. You may encounter some slippery sections around Saugeen Shores and on the Bruce Peninsula. Visibility is mainly good. Grey Bruce OPP have identified the person who died in a house fire in Georgian Bluffs this weekend. Police say at about 5 Saturday morning, OPP, Grey County paramedics, and intertownship firefighters responded to a report of a house fire on Girl Guide Road. OPP say one person was removed from the residence and pronounced deceased at the scene. They have been identified as 74-year-old Patricia Waters of Georgian Bluffs. OPP say an investigation remains ongoing. South Bruce OPP have charged a 35-year-old Brockton man with impaired driving after a multi-vehicle collision on Highway 9. OPP say it happened at about 7:30 Friday evening. Police, Mildmay Carrick firefighters, and Bruce County paramedics all responded to the scene in Carrick Township. Two people were transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The provincial government is considering an expansion to those who can get a third COVID-19 vaccine dose. Health Minister Christine Elliott says the Ontario government could expand the age groups as concerns rise about the new Omicron variant. She says the government will have more to say later this week. Meanwhile, Quebec has confirmed a case of the variant in the province. Over the weekend, Ontario confirmed Canada's first two cases of the Omicron variant of concern. The swimming pools at the YMCA of Owen Sound Grey Bruce in the Julie MacArthur Regional Rec Centre are temporarily closed. A notice posted on the YMCA's website says a mechanical failure occurred yesterday, affecting the air handler for the pool area. At this point, it's not known how long the pools will be closed for. Owen Sound's overnight winter parking bylaw is set to come into effect on Wednesday. From December 1st to March 31st, parking is prohibited between 1 a.m. and 7 a.m. on any city street. City police say those who violate the bylaw will be subject to a $30 fine and could potentially have their vehicle towed at their expense. According to the city's website, night parking passes can be purchased for $20 a month to park in municipal lots 5 and 9, located at the 800 block of 3rd Avenue East and the 700 block of 1st Avenue East. O'Share is set to hold some holiday dinners during the Christmas season, and it's collecting donations. Executive Director Colleen Trask-Seaman says they'll keep their normal hours throughout the holiday season with some special meals planned. On December 23rd, O'Share is set to offer a full-course meal for guests. On December 24th, they'll host a Christmas Eve lunch. On December 25th, there will be a full-course turkey dinner. Trask-Seaman says O'Share has definitely seen an increase in demand.
Since the pandemic, we have served around 9,000 meals a month, but since August, we've seen that number growing up to 10,000 meals, 11,000 in September, and the numbers continue to stay that high.
Trask-Seaman also adds they are currently collecting hats and mittens as well as personal care items. On December 23rd, O'Share hands out stockings filled with personal care items. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 23 points to 21,148. The Dow Jones is up 236 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.48 U.S. cents, up 31 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $69.86, up $1.71 a barrel. In sports in Monday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks visit Washington. Kickoff is 8:15 tonight. The Canadian Football League Division Finals are set. In the East Final, Hamilton will visit Toronto this coming Sunday. Also on Sunday, the West Final will pit the Winnipeg Blue Bombers against the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Four games in the NHL tonight, including the Vancouver Canucks in Montreal. Both teams have been struggling through the early portion of the season. Also tonight, the Winnipeg Jets host Arizona and the Calgary Flames entertain Pittsburgh. The Toronto Maple Leafs host Colorado on Wednesday. Nine games in the NBA tonight, including the Charlotte Hornets at Chicago to face the Bulls. Tomorrow night, the Toronto Raptors host Memphis. And in curling, Canada will be represented at the Winter Olympics by Jennifer Jones and Brad Gushue. Jones and Gushue were the winners at the Tim Hortons Olympic curling trials at Saskatoon. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.